Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon focuses our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah's prophetic words, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, and we pull for ourselves the theme, "To us a child is born." We have before you this evening a rather vintage service, a service which harkens back to older forms and older words, certainly older message. We have, for your benefit, a return to those older forms. And as we return to those older forms, we can also return to older memories. There was a time within family life some years ago that at the birth of a child, the father would not be present in the delivery room. This father, who was the next closest person to the child to be born, was separated not only from his wife, but from that newborn to be brought into his family. I could imagine often the pacing of a father in this situation, a father who is kept at arm's length, kept a distance away, and yet aches to be as close to his wife and his child as would be possible. The carpets that would have been worn out in those waiting rooms as dad waited for a child to be born. For myself, this vintage illustration matches very well with the anticipation we have been made to go through in Advent. And yet now here we are, Christmas Eve, on the very brink of the birth of a child to us. We will wake up in the morning on Christmas Day and know that the Christ child has been born. The only thing that might interrupt that would be the Christ child's second return. To us, a child is born. For what reason? Well, usually the birth of a child would be filled with happiness, would be filled with glee. There would be all kinds of rejoicing, cigars to hand out, some champagne to drink. For us, a child is born because we need a sacrifice. Our history in all those years past and in yesterday is tainted with sin, with decay, with wrongdoing. Isaiah spoke at a time where he knew what it was to be at war. Isaiah spoke of something which was for him even, history. He spoke of battles at Midian. He spoke of armies that came against God's family and sought to destroy God's people. Those armies, and not just the ones on the day of Midian, came against God's people in order that God's people might come back to God. He was driving them unto himself. And as he did so, and as they returned, he threw loving, sheltering, fatherly arms over them. Where the Old Testament people had sinned and had repented of that sin, God, who is always good and always gracious, forgave them. He demonstrated that by defending them. The day of Midian's defeat is a day in which an army of 32,000 were carefully whittled down by God. These were the good guys. And the good guys started out at 32,000. God had them brought down to a meager 300. 300 brave souls who still stood against the impending foe and force before them. God was demonstrating that it would be his strength, his deliverance, that saved the day. And he, of course, did just that. The opening verses of our text, 2 through 5, they talk in the days of Midian's defeat, the shattered yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. The victory was so severe and so thorough that every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. There will be no more war, no more destruction. Those garments, those tools, those utensils of war, now gone, now consumed by flame, never to return. To us, a child is born. And as that child is delivered tomorrow morning, God's salvation will be just as certain. It will be demonstrated that God and God alone has saved the day, that God and God alone has wiped away our sins, that God and God alone has secured not only our past, but our future. God's people who have been asked to wait just a little while longer for that Christ child to be born, for that infant in that manger, you are on the very brink. Your nerves need not wait much longer. To us, a child is born in order that indeed our future might be secure, in order that we might be set free, in order that we might rejoice. Now the closing verses of our Isaiah lesson. The government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We could make a sermon each out of those different titles that are given to God. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We instead focus on that for which we have been waiting, the Christ child. Yes, born for our sacrifice, born to carry our sins. The very tree that represents his birth will also be the one carved into his death. But he does so willingly for us. And as we give gifts to each other to demonstrate our love for one another, this is the gift the Father gives to us. And not only the Father, but the Spirit and the Son equally. The triune God has seen it as fitting and good because of his love for us, that he would gift us also our salvation in that Christ child. The entirety of our future is upon his shoulders. He governs all things for the good of his people. Christmas is coming. Either tomorrow or eternally in heaven, it does not matter. It will not be taken away from us. Christmas is coming. For to us a child is born. We as Trinity are blessed with any number of children who have been born to our congregation recently. That is a beautiful blessing. Every child is a blessing. Yet when those children are born, we do not yet know their purpose. We do not yet know their direction. We do not yet know their life. All kinds of beautiful opportunities lay before them. Our Christ child, as he was born for sacrifice, to bear the burden of our wrongdoings, of our shame, of our sin. But that is exactly the gift he wished to give to us. Forgiveness, eternally. And from forgiveness, salvation, forever. Our children are born into a world in which Christ is in charge. Our children are given all kinds of options and opportunities. We are presented with that beautiful Christmas gift of a child born unto us. Amen. Please rise as we pray.